This holy month is about attaining a level. Our goal in this month is to get to a level called taqwa, piety. And we defined in the first, second night what piety is. Then we talked about the fruits. What do we get out of being pious? Then we talked about how do we acquire piety. See, piety is considered a virtue. And a virtue is an excellence, a moral excellence, and righteousness. It's something good to have. That is a virtue. On the other hand, you have something called a vice. A vice is an immoral practice or habit. So obviously, there are virtues and there are vices. Which ones do we want to have? Virtues, of course, right? No one is answering me, right? Okay, want to make sure you're with me here. I hope I don't want to make everyone get vices. We want to get virtues here. So, in order to learn about our virtues and stay away from the vices, who do we go to? Because keep in mind, when we try to acquire, attain, get these virtues and vices, if we look at the culture and the society, each one might give us something different. For example, sometimes when you walk into a council, it is very good, it's a nice virtue, when you walk, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right? If you go to the West and you have a meeting in a company, you can't walk and say, Assalamu alaikum. Depending on who you're with and where you're at. At the same time, something might be a virtue at one time. People might look at it differently in a culture. In another culture, it will be different. But us as Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the Holy Quran. And He told us that in the Quran, there are things that don't change. There are virtues that are virtues since the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. All the day until the day of judgment. These are virtues, and there are vices. So therefore, it is really important to focus on the Holy Quran, since it is our absolute key and source of knowledge. There is a reason, my dear brothers and sisters, why I read the verses, and I try to explain them clearly, inshallah. I try my best. It is not because we just have to read the Qur'an. No, because the Qur'an is our only source. There is nothing else we have other than the Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt. They go hand in hand. The Prophet, what did he say? إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ or الثَّقْلَيْنِ. That I am leaving behind the two weights. The Book of Allah and the household. The infallible. They are together. They do not leave each other. Now we have the choice. Either we go and tap into them and ask them and get answers, or no, we let go. Now if we don't, we either don't because of two reasons. Either because we are arrogant, I don't want to be taught. Some people, unfortunately, you see the Quran on their shelves in their houses, there is dust on the Qur'an. You look at it, you remove the dust. Why didn't you read it? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَرْبَعٌ. I mentioned it earlier today, four that become strangers in this world. Four. قُرْآنٌ فِي جَوْفِ ظَالِمٍ. The Holy Qur'an in the heart of an oppressor. Someone does not practice it. You know they memorize the Holy Qur'an? I believe Harun al-Rashid, or Al-Ma'mun, I'm not sure, one of them, used to read the Qur'an. But when he became the Khalifa, when they told him his father died, he said, he put the Qur'an, shut it, he said, this is a separation between you and I. I'm leaving you alone on the shelf. He left it alone. Why? He doesn't practice it. And musallan, masjidun, a mosque in a town that is not being prayed in. And a stranger is the Qur'an in a house that is not being read. We need to look at this. Our Qur'ans are very important. This is Allah's word. Let me ask you this. I want you to think of this example very well, please. Let us say, I want to give you an example. And tell me, think about it seriously. If al-Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam was sitting here, if he was sitting here and standing here, how would we react? How would we, you and I, react? We will not even talk. We will be listening to the Imam, right? We will be so attentive, paying attention to the Holy Imam. Why? He is the Imam. Correct? Well, brothers and sisters, the word of Allah is in our hands every day. And when it is read, we need to listen and comprehend so we may be successful. Because the Prophet says, as he mentions, that this Qur'an is the word of Allah, it's the silent word. The Imam is the talking word. So we need to keep that in mind, inshaAllah. Having said that, we talked about how we acquire taqwa. Now the question today is, what prevents us and what stops us from acquiring taqwa? Yesterday we talked about what helps us to get taqwa. What did we say? The virtue was what? Remembrance. To remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And we mentioned many ways. Okay? Today we talk about what stops us. Yesterday we talked about the virtue, today we talk about the vice. Because keep in mind, sometimes when you want to gain the virtue, what happens is the vice stops you. You need to strengthen one to weaken the other. If you are strong in the remembrance, you become weak in what? In forgetfulness. The vice that makes us, the character that makes us forget Allah is called heedless. Al-ghafla. Okay? Al-ghafla. Now al-ghafla, as we talked yesterday about remembrance, we can remember Allah through knowing our responsibilities, through knowing our actions, through remembering death, through. Today we talk about heedless. Being forgetful. Heedless meaning to be forgetful. To not pay attention. Now, Allah says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. And we have certainly created for their abode was hell, many of the jinn and the ins. Meaning a lot of the creation, the jinn and the ins, are going to end up where? In hell. Why? See, the Quran does not leave you without answering a question. We need to listen to it, we need to read it. See, when you read the Quran, you stop. Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam says, you read the Qur'an verse by verse. You stop at each verse and listen to it. Listen to it as if Jibra'il alayhi salam is talking to you. Listen to it as if Jibra'il is revealing the message on you. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, they said, when he used to read the Qur'an, he would turn colors. change colors. Why, Holy Imam? He said, don't you know what I'm reading? Whose words I'm reading? So, Allah says, a lot of the jinn and the ins will end up in hell. Why?
لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا.
They have hearts or minds that do not comprehend. They don't use it. They don't think. See what we have? The value of what we have, we don't use it. Allah says, when you don't use what you are given, you're going to end up in hell. This virtue that Allah gave you, you don't use it, you're going to be punished for it.
وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا.
And they have eyes, they do not see in it. But you will see many people, on the Day of Judgment, they used to see in here, in this life. It is not the seeing that you and I are seeing right now. The sight that Allah is talking about, the Holy Quran, is the understanding. The sight of basira, not basar. The sight of comprehension and understanding why we are here.
وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا.
And they have ears, they don't listen to it. They don't listen with it. What do they listen? The music. They listen to music. Now, I don't know about the Indian pop stars, but I'll tell you about Madonna, Puff Daddy, Britney Spears. They listen to them. But when it comes to recitation of the Holy Quran, Quran, again Abdul Basit, again Quran, give us some time. We want to shake it. We want to move it. Yeah, subhanAllah. لا يسمعون بها. What do we listen? When we go open the radio and drive in the car, we listen to music, this is nice. We see Mawlana, we shut the Quran. We shut the music. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. We're reading the Quran. Mawlana, yes. Mawlana is astagh. Mawlana, we're scared from him. But Allah, muhitun bina. God sees us. But we put the music, we forget Allah, we forget everything. But we see another person. We see our fathers. Well, maybe our parents also listen to music. I don't know. But this is a problem. Why? Allah says, look at how Allah describes. See, this is very important. We laugh, but it's real. When we put the music, we don't fear. We're listening, we're dancing a little bit, we're moving. See, some say, we don't dance. No, I don't dance. I just listen to music. But I tell you, when you put the music on and your head is going like this, you're not dancing, but your head is. The music, the tunes. We don't pay attention to Allah, and Allah says,
أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ.
They are like cattle. Like sheep, like animals.
بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ.
They're even worse than cattle.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ.
They are the heedless ones. Why? Those who do not use what we gave them for the right reason. They are heedless. They do not pay attention. La ilaha illallah. They lose the point. Now, what is it that we are forgetful? What is it that we miss? Please pay close attention to this one. You know, every time you need to protect yourself, if there is a robber, if there is a thief, you know in town there is a thief, what do? You try to get security, right? You try to buy security to protect your house, your earning, what you have. You try to put a lot of money. If you have gold, what do? You hide your... I don't know, here, do you hide your gold at the house or you take it to the bank? No one is going to say, huh? Okay, fine. Well, in the U.S., we have boxes in the bank. Okay? We pay money. We want to secure it. We want to make sure no one touches the gold, the diamonds. So we secure it. Why? Our enemy, we want to look out for our enemy. And we know the enemy will not get to the bank. Because he needs a locking, he needs a key, he needs a key, a code, etc. Who is our number one enemy? Do we know our number one enemy so we are aware of him? So we know our enemy when he tries to take us left and right? Allah tells us who is our number one enemy and who we should be taking full awareness. We need to look and seek. Where is he? So we smash him. We need to secure ourselves, our hearts, like gold and diamond. Our hearts, our minds. You know when you listen to Eminem, what happens to you? You're letting Eminem and Britney Spears take away. And you know what? Let me talk a little bit about this music. No, I'm not going to talk a lot about it, just a little bit. Listen to the music a little bit. No. Well, don't listen to the music. But read their words. Now they're going to say, Sheikh says, go listen to the music. Good. No. We're not saying a fatwa, listen to music. But read their words. What do they say? Especially, for example, Britney Spears. I see her her lyrics and what it's written. I loved him. He loved me. I saw him, he saw me, we fell in love. We want to be together. And then what happens? He cheated on me, I don't like him, I dump him, he dumped me. Right? Now tell me the truth, what do you learn from this? When a 14, 15 year old kid starts thinking and listening to love, 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 obviously, the boy or the girl listening to so much love, and I switch the channels, I see the Indian movies and the pop stars, they're even worse. It's the same thing like MTV and VH1. They have all these things. What do you expect you will learn? Love, love, love. They grow up and they're 14 and they want to fall in love. La ilaha illallah. What do you understand about love? You want to fall in love? 15, 16, now there is no school. Why, my dear? Why aren't you doing good in your exam? I am in love. 14 years old and you're in love? The funny thing is, they're 19. They're not doing well in school, in their A-levels. Why, my dear? I'm in love. Okay. 30 years old. I'm missing love. Now they're married. And what happens? Now they complain. There is no love. Why? We take this word and we play with it. Music, you know why this kind of entertaining music is haram? It is haram. Let me tell you. You try to change, twist it up and down, different ways, it is haram. Eminem, Puff Daddy, Pop, all this is haram. Why? It wastes your mind. It keeps you heedless. A lot of the younger ones now, they don't like me. Maybe the older ones too, I don't know. It takes your attention away. It moves it away. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying, Allahu Akbar. You want to read the Qur'an, you want to pray. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You're reading the Fatiha. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. And the tune is starting now, shaitan is entering. Malik Yawmiddin. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ. And the tune is going up. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. Now the Fatiha, you don't hear it. You hear Eminem. You hear Britney Spears. And where is the prayers now? It goes up, it comes down. It goes nowhere. That's why the music becomes haram. That's why it's a waste of time. Anyways, I wasn't planning to talk about music today, but we talked about it a little bit. Our number one enemy is what? Our number one enemy is a shaitan. A shaitan, and we need to be aware of a shaitan. Allah tells us what the shaitan will do. See, in the Quran, a shaitan talked to Allah and told and asked Allah that He will do the following to all of us. Listen very carefully. You want to know the plan of the shaitan? You want to know it? Listen to the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. My Lord, because Thou hast made life evil to me. You created this man. You created Adam. I became arrogant. And now I will do one thing. What will He do to us?
لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
I will make evil. Uzayyin is what? To beautify something. الشيطان says,
لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
I will beautify things for them on earth. What is bad, I make it look what? Good. Again, what is bad, I make it look what? I don't hear it. Look what? Hey, look good. La ilaha illallah. And what is good, looks what? I don't hear everyone. Looks what? Good. Everyone is listening, inshallah. Now we know how the shaitan is playing.
وَلَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
And I will deviate all of them. At least he will try. He will try to move everyone, to create, to change, to make everything look different. They say, Sheikh Murtada al-Ansari, one of the great scholars, at his time, someone came to him, told him, Mawlana, I've seen a dream about you. He said, what? He goes, yesterday in my dream, I saw a shaitan. He's sitting down, and he's pointing with his fingers like this. I asked him, what are you doing? He said, this is how I change people. This is how I make people look at things differently. This is what I, how I make the good look bad and the bad look good. But then he says, I saw a big chain. And the shaitan keeps on trying with this chain and it cuts. Big rope. And he pulls it and it cuts again. And he pulls it and he pulls it and it cuts again. 7 times. The man asked the shaitan, what is this chain? He goes, you know, some people, some human beings, some men and women, I just say like this, and they come. I don't try hard. Just like this. No hardship. But this rope and this chain is for someone different. It's for Sheikh Murtada al-Ansari. I have been trying to make him change, to deceive him, time after time, and he runs away. Time after time, and he breaks it. Subhanallah. And then I gave up, the shaitan says. So, Sheikh Murtada smiles. He says, yesterday, there was some money given to me. And this was given as an amana. It's trustworthy. And my wife was having a hard time and she needed to go to the hospital. They allowed me to go and spend the money. The money, I could spend it. But every time I went, I said, let me stay away from spending the money. So stay away better. He goes, I tried it 7 times, until the last time I said, you know what? I depend on Allah, I don't want the money. Shaitan. Now if we have money, 7 times, one time Shaitan says, come, here, take the money. Why? We love the money. Ooh. We love the shillings. It changes hearts. It separates people. Brothers and brothers. Brothers and sisters. Father and son. Money. Shaitan has different things that change people. Subhanallah. Now, I'm asking for a time because I lost track. 5 minutes? Inshallah. Now Shaitan plays games. But let us see, fast forward in the Holy Quran, and see what Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the Shaitan. See, the Quran has everything. It is amazing. Beautiful. The Quran is beautiful. Seriously, brothers and sisters, read the Quran. Melt in the Quran. Sink in the Quran. Allah told us what the Quran, what the Shaitan said he will do. He will paint things for us. He will make beautify the wrong good. The good bad. But on the day of judgment, look at what Allah described. Let's pay attention. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 14, Allah says, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Everyone was resurrected. On the day of judgment, everyone comes up. فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The weak ones say to the arrogant ones, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. We used to follow you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Are you going to save us from the fire of hell? See, the weak ones, I want for the special young ones, when you listen to music, you're following those people. You're giving them your minds. You're giving them your brains and your hearts. On the day of judgment, you will ask them, are you going to save us from the fire of hell? What will Eminem and Madonna and all these people, what will they tell you on the day of judgment? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. If Allah Azza wa Jal, on the day of judgment, these people say, we have nothing to do with it. We did not see the guidance. We would have guided you. But we missed it too. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Whether we are patient or we give up, there is no escape now. Now I want you to listen to this verse, and I will end with this verse, inshallah.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر.
Now الشيطان sees everyone. On the day of judgment, الشيطان comes walking. He sees the people going to hell. They tell him, you. They're talking to the شيطان. They want to grab him. You misled us. He says,
إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق.
Allah has promised you the true promise, the real promise.
وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ.
But I also promised you. Yeah, I promised you. I used to make you think good, bad, and bad, good.
فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
But now, I give up on you. But now, I failed my promise to you. Allah is telling each one of us that on the Day of Judgment, Shaitan is going to let us down.
وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ.
And then he reminds us, I did not have any authority over you. All I did is say this.
إِلَّا أَن دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي.
The only thing I did is I called upon you. And what did you do? You answered me. Again, I want to hear everyone. I called upon you. What did we do? We answered him. La ilaha illallah.
فَلَا تَلُومُونِي.
On the Day of Judgment, the Shaitan says,
فَلَا تَلُومُونِي.
Don't blame me.
وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ.
Blame yourselves. لَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Subhanallah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal in these holy nights, إلهي بحق محمد وآل محمد, to show us the path, the right path, the true path, the path in there is no deviation, the straight path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, through the chosen ones, inshaAllah. We ask Him forgiveness, Ya Allah. We ask Him that He show us the way to repent to Him. Brothers and sisters, these are the holy nights, and the night of power is coming up. Do not waste the night of power. Repent on the night of power. Make that your goal.
Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjata ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi hadhihi sa'a وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على رسوله محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
الفاتحة.